right, I want to get to this because I was just mentioning this, and I want to continue this just for a moment more before we dig into some other things here, like Joe Rogan not wanting to have Donald Trump on his podcast. I actually kind of understand it in one way, but he could have just stopped there, but he had to go a little bit further, which won't endear him to a lot of the Trump fans. We'll see how that plays out, but I'm going to begin with bite two here. Peter Ducey nailing the White House for lying about voicemails on the laptop of Hunter Biden. I mentioned that a moment ago from the corporate media, protecting and circling the wagons and protecting Joe Biden and refusing to accept any of the truth, right? And so Peter Ducey, he just lays it out here and gets right to it. And I want you to hear it. It's bite number two. Bite two. Go.
Why is there a voicemail of the president talking to his son about his overseas business dealings if the president has said he's never spoken to his son about his overseas business dealings?
Well, first I'll say that what the president said stands. So if that's what the president said, that is what stands. And
he's
second, secondly,
about a New York Times article,
but secondly,
concerning Hunter
secondly,
Biden's business dealings, and he says, "I think you're clear." How is that not him talking to his son about his overseas business dealings?
We're not from this podium. I am not going to talk about alleged materials from the laptop.
So
I will.
Are you disputing the president's voice on the voicemail?
I am not going to talk about alleged materials on the laptop.
Are
it's
you
not
disputing
happening.
Then that it is not?
Peter, I refer you to his son's representative.
Question was not about his son's representative. The question was about the president's statements about his knowledge of Hunter Biden's business dealings. It has nothing to do with Hunter Biden. Whatever the president said stands. Well, he lied. We've got on it. Doesn't matter. What the president says stands. We're gaslighting. Don't you understand, Peter? Shut your mouth. You're screwing things up for us here. That's what's going on. They're caught. The question is, will the corporate media do its job and actually follow up this time? Press the question. Ask every single time. What's up with the president's voicemails on Hunter's laptop talking about business dealings? The president said he never did that. Of course, he may not be lying. He just doesn't remember in his confusion, in his fog. And when he sunsets every day, who knows what he said, what he remembers, where he's been. And so, as you heard, and we're going to continue this for one more moment to bite number seven. As you heard, they refuse, they being the White House, refuses to make any comments on the evidence coming out in droves from Hunter's laptop, and they're not going to say anything, I guess. Bite seven, go.
We have all heard it. The president likes to say, I will always level with you. He says it again and again. Moments ago, though, you seemed to dismiss Peter's question about his conversation with his son, Hunter Biden, with regards to his business dealings. And I'm wondering, how is that silence consistent with the president's promise to always level with the American public? Because, you know, in public, he says he hasn't discussed these business dealings. And then, at least according to the voicemail that's been obtained by the Daily Mail and the Washington Examiner, it certainly seems like he was seeking to do exactly that, have a conversation about these business dealings. Is he leveling with the American public on this?
Phil, I hear your question, but what I can tell you from here, standing at this podium, is that I cannot comment on any materials from the laptop. And I would refer you to the representatives of Hunter Biden. That's what I can share with you at this podium at this time.
What I can share with you at this time is absolutely nothing. I can tell you nothing about anything, and frankly, I don't care. By the way, she continues to be the worst. I mean, I'm sorry, but she is the worst press secretary I've seen in all of my time as an observer of the White House and presidents and the inner workings and the communications department. She's the worst. She can answer no questions. Just about every question she gets answered, she has to flip through, you know, her notes. It's awful. Absolutely awful. Anyhow, Joe Rogan says he is not interested at all in interviewing Donald Trump, says he has been offered the opportunity a number of times, just doesn't care. Just doesn't care, and it seems odd, but you listen to him a little bit more in detail, and you find out, well actually, if you look a little deeper, you'll realize that Joe Rogan doesn't do politics. And if he starts doing politics, well, it would change everything for his podcast, for his listeners. But he went farther and said, you know, I am not a fan in any way of Donald Trump. We're going to go to Bite 14 here because it's really important. Rogan weighs in here. It's not very particularly long, but it is particularly telling. Bite number 14, go.
By the way, I'm not a Trump supporter in any way, shape, or form. I've had the opportunity to have him on my show more than once. I've said no every time. I don't want to help him. I'm not interested in helping him.
The night is still young. We'll see.
If I have him on, the night is still young?
Yeah.
You think I'll have him on?
I think you'll have him on.
Really? Yeah. Why do you think that? Because you'll have Putin on?
It's a nice little return slam there. I don't want to help him. That's where Rogan probably took it too far. And some people won't listen today, or maybe again, because they have felt for a long time that Joe Rogan might be, you know, a bit on the conservative side, and maybe he is, maybe a bit on Trump's side. Apparently he is not. And so that turns a lot of people off on Joe Rogan right there. But the fact of the matter is what he should have said is, listen, I don't really do politics or politicians. I talk to interesting, offbeat, strange people and have in-depth conversations. And that's why he's so popular, because he has these conversations that make him look, you know, more interesting, I guess. And he is interesting in that way. But he has no interest whatsoever in interviewing Donald Trump, apparently. And he's not a fan. He doesn't. The part about saying, I don't want to help him, that was probably a step just a bit too far. That's what I'm saying. All right. Still to come. We've got more here. The heat alerts, 62 million Americans in 20 states. Dangerous heat coming your way. At least that's what we're told. So don't go anywhere. We'll give you a quick update on that straight ahead on the Steve Gerber Show.